That is a Tuesday afternoon, and it's the sixth day of August, 2013. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us, as usual for a Tuesday, Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Did you have a good day there in New Market?
Oh, another beautiful day. You know, the crops are growing fast, and we're maturing along as it goes great. So it's a wonderful day here.
That's a wonderful day, and it's always good to know you can always look out and say, hey, the price of grain is lower, but I may have more in the field. I suspect that's what farmers are having to say to themselves more often than not these days.
They better think that, because they're not thinking the prices are getting better for the near term, I don't think. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've taken quite a bit out of these markets over the last 10 days, and we continued to take 14, 16 cents out of the beans today. So just a little bit better, a little bit of shot of rain in Iowa, and a chance of rain across here, as you were just saying.
Yeah, tell me more about the reasons that the beans were off today. There must have been something else happening to drop it another 14 cents. Is it just the weather forecast or something else?
Well, I think, you know, there's a multitude of things going on out here. You know, as we look here, we're still at a 2.54 ratio between corn and beans. We've seen the corn take off a higher percentage of its value here as we've come down faster. And I think we've had a lot of spreading against sell corn by beans, sell wheat by beans along the way. And I think there was a little bit unwinding of those spreads here today along with that. Also, you know, we had that China has started in with their selling some of their reserves along the way, too. So that all put together was a little bit heavy on the beans today.
Yesterday afternoon, Informa came out with its numbers. Looking forward to next week's crop production, the August report. That'll be the first one USDA does an actual survey. They've been doing that. What do you think they'll find? And how did Informa's numbers compare to others that you've heard about?
Well, I think everybody was just a little bit surprised. Informa tends to be a little bit on the high side of production. A lot of times they actually cut their corn number by a couple bushels. They were 158 instead of the 160 like Doan and R.J. O'Brien and a few of those have been running. You know, so that was a little bit surprising, but it was along the way still a 14 billion bushel corn crop. We saw Allendale's numbers today, and they're saying a 13.88, so they're a little bit more on the bullish side.
Yeah, but we still end up with, what, a 1.8 or a 1.8 or a 2 billion bushel carryout one way or the other, right?
Pretty much, unless we see some disastrous hail or some really bad weather come in between here, why we're going to have a very big carryout for next year.
It would have to be a really disastrous hail.
Yeah.
Midwest-wide.
That's right.
That would be a big one. Hey, so when you look at this then, what do you tell producers who already have crop have their crop insurance in place, and now they're looking at a lower price below their crop insurance price? They're thinking, well, I just wait this out, or is there a way to protect themselves a bit more? Are you protecting downside still? Are you waiting for a bounce? What do you do?
Well, I think in here, with the report coming up, well, we probably want to wait and see the report before we get really active. We can always sell some calls above the market, and if it goes on up, that's a great thing. And if not, we collect the premium from them. Some of the guys that did have some puts in place have been rolling down, collecting a lot of premium, but still leaving something underneath the market and helping pay for those. The other guys are using some straddles. We haven't done a lot of that yet, but we hear it talked about a lot.
When you talk to your office in the southern states, what do they tell you about the condition of the crop and whether it's catching up in terms of the harvest date or not?
Well, of course, if we go in the deeper south, the Louisiana and Georgia's started in the corn harvest and like that. But in the Arkansas area and like that, I think that they are starting to catch up a little bit, and they are feeling pretty good about their crop. And as they look out there, they are seeing a real good crop, I think. It's better than it has been for the last few years for them.
So the reason I ask was we've been talking for some time about being 3 weeks behind and this gap area. And then, of course, if we're here 3 weeks behind, we're talking about maybe October 1 to October, I don't know, 7, 8, 15, something like that.
The frost period.
Yeah, and the frost period. But if the corn crop really can catch up, and maybe I should check with Emerson Nafsager to see what he thinks about this. Rather than 3 weeks behind, maybe it's really only 1 week behind by the time we get to harvest. And that makes the play at the end of the old crop entirely different, because you don't have nearly as much time that you have to fill the gap, I guess.
Well, that, and of course, we had, 9 ethanol plants in Nebraska shut down because of lack of corn and for maintenance. We're seeing you know, some wheat, feed wheat being shipped into certain areas and things going along the way that way. And I think maybe the farmers had a little bit more corn than some of them wanted to admit, because they there's still a few people whining about the price that they didn't get for their corn.
So the closer we get to the end, the more likely it is we're going to make it to the end, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it, you know, I think that we'll get there. There might be a few ethanol plants that don't run at full blast right towards the end or beginning of harvest, but I think we're going to make it, like I say, with some substitutes, with wheat for some of the corn, for some of the feeders and things like that.
Anything, speaking of feeders, that we ought to add on the livestock before I let you go?
Hey, you know, we're starting to see a little good activity over in the livestock, and it's about time for those guys that worked hard over there to start making a little money, too.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Wayne Nelson. He's with L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon.